Mara. Mara is the practice in Japan. Mara is tomorrow. Thirties, forties, fifties, sixties. It's open. Open day. We say open. At some place, we observe it. July. 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. 30s is the 13th, evening of 13th. All souls are supposed to visit their family, old family. And 16th is the day all souls leave their old family. Why we observe 2 months? Before we start to move by the moon. But recently we observe it by your calendar. That is why we observe sometimes, in some place. Right, sometimes, often. This is this kind of observation started even before Buddha. Before Buddha in India. There were people were concerned about their future generation. And if they do not have their children, they worried very much. And they thought they are not faithful enough to their ancestors. This kind of idea is also true in China. And maybe after Buddhism introduced to Japan. In Japan, also concerned about their generation, future generation. It is Chinese custom. And after Chinese culture were introduced to Japan, they started to write Japanese history, something like Zen, Nihon Shoki. Before Nihon Shoki, we have Kojiki. Kojiki was written by Japanese, purely, of course, by Japanese, but only, mostly Japanese, according to Japanese discuss and thought, but positive was written after Chinese culture was introduced. And positive was written, something like Chinese history. But anyway, Japanese, Chinese, and Indian people were very much concerned about their future and their age. So even traffic after finishing their duty as a Brahman. Brahman, as you know, is the highest class of four classes in India. After Brahman finished their duty as a Brahman, as a leader of, a religious leader of Indian people, they started. Some people started family life, household life again. Mostly Indian people started religious life after finishing household life. To finish their household life means maybe to have children and to raise children and they left their home. But Buddhist, when Buddha's disciples, after Buddha's disciples came to Buddha, they didn't have their children, of course. So they may be, still they may be concerned about their children. And according to Indian old custom, it is, if they do not have their children, their ancestors will suffer in their future life. So this kind of, I think this kind of cultural background because of this kind of cultural background an urban festival started. As you know, urban festival as you know, there were two leading famous disciples of Buddha. One is Shariputra and the other is Maudi Gaudiya. Mokuren, Sharihotu and Mokuren in Japanese. Shariputra and Mokuren is good friend from their young age. Maybe came from same district of India. Sariputra was a kind of alert, learned philosopher. And his father, Madhava, his father Madhava was a Ranji. Ranji is scholar, anyway, scholar, who urge, who make an argument with other argument with learned fellows. So every king had Ranji. And Madhava was the one of them. And King Bimbasara gave one village to him for his learning. But he was defeated by Desha, who came from another country, who visited Bimbasara's country. And Madhava defeated by him in discussion or in argument, in philosophical dispute. And he lost his spirit. And he had to leave his village, and instead Desha became Ranji of the Bimbasara, King Bimbasara. And Desha gave his daughter to him. And that was Sariputra. Do you know some stars?
We have many stars.
I haven't seen the stars. Who come in autumn and he eats mostly frogs and some insects, very strong bird, and his eye is very sharp, and he is doing something like tick. Do you know that bird? Do you have that kind of bird? And he imitates various kinds of birds. He sings in various ways to attract other birds, to catch other birds. So attracting by singing, they catch small birds. Not big birds, maybe as big as this. That is Shari. And his mother was like, had the sharp eyes like Shari. So, after that bird, her mother was called Shari. And because Sariputra is a daughter, a boy of Shari, the people called him Sariputra. But his proper name is after Desha. Upa Desha is proper name. But anyway, he was, when he became 16, he was already very learned scholar. And his father, disciples, became his disciples. And Mokuren was his good friend, and both Sariputra and Mokuren studied more under Pandya Sariputra. He is one of the six Indian scholars. At that time there were six outstanding scholars, and he was one of them. And 6 weeks of studying under him, they became a leader of Sandhya Dharisputra. They were so alert. And but they didn't touch sides with their teacher. And they promised that if one of the two finds out some good teacher, they will inform each other and study under the better teacher. At that time, Buddha was Raja Guriha. And one day, Sariputta went out of the went to the Raja Guriha and saw one of his one of Buddha's disciples, Asaj. Asaj wearing Asaj wearing robe neatly and walk slowly and calmly and with full of dignity. So Sariputta was very much impressed by him. And that, who is your teacher? Asaj said, my teacher was Gautama. And so they become Buddha disciples. But pretty soon they become also one of the leading disciples of Buddha too. The Mokuren is noted for his power of working fast. In all time, they were very much respected. My father's day in Japan, there were no trains. Yes, my father My grandfather, they have no train. So mostly they work. I was told many interesting stories how fast someone works. Do you have that kind of story in America? Back and forth, they went to some mountain and chanted on the mountain and came back, come back to the home, to their home, something like that. In some months, do you know, you may not know the Hakone Mountain. It is maybe 15 miles, you know. To go up to the mountain, it takes more than 7 miles, and to come down, it is 7 miles. So maybe nearly the same distance to from here to from here to what was the name of that? Lambaya. What do you call it? I forgot the name of that. Dust fields. Jamestown. Maybe same distance. Maybe 15 miles? Oh. Every day, you know, Kyoto Denji, Nishiyaki Denji, from more than that, from that mountain, Hakone Mountain is already 15 miles. And from Mishima to Mishima is a town where Ryutaku-ji, where Nakagawa Soendo-ji, from Mishima to Hakone, maybe it is 5 miles or more, maybe. And so maybe almost 20 miles, more than 20 miles. Nishiyaki Denji, getting up early, and left Odawara, and went to, get up early, and left Mishima, and studied, went to Odawara, and chanted sutta. Morning, attended morning sutta, morning chant, and attended and came back on the same day. And 50 miles back. But I don't know every day, but they say every day. And there are many stories like that. So in India, at Buddha's time, there must be some strong fellow who could work so fast. Mukuren was famous for his strong rock. And he appeared at various places, all of them, like as if he fly through the sky to the other place. He was famous for that. But of course he was very famous character. And origin of the story, Obon, one day he went to, because of his strong mysterious power of flying or walking, he could saw his mother in hell. And his mother was almost skin and skin and bone. The strong suffering of the hell. And he was very, very much struck by the sight of his mother's suffering. He came back to Buddha and asked him how to save her. And Buddha said, as people do, it is a good idea to make offerings to Buddha, not to Buddha, but to see his service too. But to make some offerings to priests or monks. On the day of the last day of the training, it is 15th of July 15th. Giving various offering various vegetables and many other things like something to sleep on, some medicine, and due to flowers and something which is which gives good smell or a fragrance, and candle, incense, making those offerings as they had a kind of festival. And priests, monks and priests chant sutra or give some sermon to the people. That was what they did. In that way, Buddha cried. But the idea is different, but what they did is nearly the same. And in China, when, you know, Liang China, maybe it is 500, Bodhidharma went to Bodhidharma went to China 520. Just I think just before Bodhidharma went to China. That king, Bhutte, started this urban hall. And in Japan, it was we started maybe 1263, the time of Ikko Emperor. Since then, we are observing urban hoyo each year. This morning, we talked about open stuff. We began and they say, if we observe it, it may be very dangerous. Because we have to fight, we have to have fire for the source, all souls. In Japan, we invite, we make our gate bright, burning, fine pitch. Cut the pine seeds as long as this. And we welcome all souls. So we cannot observe it anyway. Maybe so. But it is a kind of Buddhist tradition to observe open hoya. Since I came to America, I noticed many Japanese customs, you know, which is very different from American way. When I was in Japan, I think that was quite usual. But if you see Japanese custom from America, it is. What they are doing in Japan is very special. And maybe interesting too. But it is, maybe it is very difficult to apply. Anyway, at Auburn, we start from tomorrow. I studied little bit about open. When in China, it was start started fourth year of Emperor Abu or Bute, and in Japan 1266 it was started. And about, you know, Indian old custom to be very much concerned about future generations. They you know, famous Mahabharata. Mahabharata. It is old Indian
in Mahabharata explaining the meaning of putra by Kaliputra. Putra means putra. The root word of putra is pun. Pun is a kind of hell where their father or their mother is, maybe, a kind of hell. So it is their duty to save their mother and their parents. How they save their parents is to have children. If you have children, they will be, you know, saved from the hell. That is the root word of putra. Shari putra, putra. And there, in dictionary, there are many similar stories, which are found in all the Buddhist scriptures.
The most likely those festivals started before this. Buddha tried this kind of custom. Do you have some questions? In Japan?
Yeah, I'm thinking also about the not taking up the householder life first.
The Buddhists are ordained, if you become if you receive ordination, that is the best, you know,
way to help their parents. We have that kind of idea. Not only your parents, but nine ancestors. If you want, your father is one, you know. Your grandparents is two. In that way, nine ancestors will be saved. If one becomes that is. So for we have Buddhist priests visit their members, family shrine, and chant sutra. And in each family, they offer many things. And in some families, they will make special altar for the hungry ghost who may come with their with many souls. So we help people to observe Obon festival, Obon Sabbath. That is what we do, what priests are. One more question. You know, you say so, but if you have two parents, you know, you have two parents, and you have four grand parents, you see, two have two. And 8, 16 soon it will be a big, you know, a great number of people. You may think, you know, we human beings started by two, you know. So we are one. take everything. Even it is so, mind. If you think each mind does not exist at all, that is one of the heresies. If you ignore each one's own mind. And if you ignore the big mind, that is also the heresy. Heresy. So we must have complete understanding of the reality. Do you understand? Usually, you will fall into Dunken or Joken. Joken means to believe in something which exists forever, constantly, like emptiness or something. Dunken means to believe in each existence. It looks like, to him it looks like separate, independent beings. So Dan is cut. Dan is cut. So each one will be cut from the rest of the being. That is why we call it Dunken. Joken means to understand things just once, which exists forever. That is Joken, idea of constant. They do not that is Buddhist understanding. So if you think Buddhists do not have any idea of small mind, it is one of the two heretic understanding. Buddhism should go over this kind of one-sided understanding. And Buddhist understanding should include both sides. Did you understand this point? This is a very important point and a good question. But most Buddhists may, some Buddhists stick to the idea of oneness, and the other will stick to the idea of many things which change. And they do ignore the fact things change. If they do not ignore the fact things change, they cannot ignore the idea of oneness.
Huh? There can be no
No, I.
I. No, I ego.
I.
I, that's it.
Through only way to experience weak mind is through, you know, small mind. Do you understand? There's no approach to the weak mind. When you understand, when you, you know, have a cup of water, which is same as all the water, then you will know what is water, which is same as water in the stream. It is like to put the water of ocean in small cup. We cannot experience how great the water is, but if you dip it in a small cup and have it, then that experience is experience of great ocean. This is this father we have to advocate something like that. So because you try to understand it just by thinking, you cannot understand. This kind of thing should be accepted by actual Zazen practice, Skantaza, or experience of enlightenment. Do you understand? Maybe you don't. If you can, you know, I'm just explaining it, you know. So that is, you have that kind of question. I'm explaining it, bringing the truth to the world. What I'm talking about is world. But you will understand what I am talking about. Okay? So, purpose of most important point of practice is to experience things directly, one by one. And one experience sitting for you. To experience one right now. To experience one right now, on this moment. Means to experience all world. So this is the only approach to the emptiness. This is very important point. That is why we practice. This is the point of practice. Okay? very important. Maybe you must think about it over and over and over again. It is comparatively easy to realize things are one. It is comparatively easy. Easy to accept. Maybe when I was maybe about 27 years old, you know, I had some discussion with my master about this point. At that time, I could accept that things are one, but it is, for me, it is very difficult for me to treat everything different. That was very difficult practice for me. To treat things one by one. And to treat one thing means to treat everything. All the rest of the things. That much care should be paid when you treat one thing. So even though you realize things are one, that is very, you know, very kindergarten. And then you start how to treat things one by one, each different way, with full care. That is maybe, I think you are practicing. Cinco myong, cinco myong. Have you heard of this? Is very important technical term. Cinco myong. Cinco is empty, real empty. Myong is every existence in empty. Cinco myong. Unless you get through the idea of emptiness, you are not Buddhist. But if you stick to the emptiness, if you cannot realize things happen in sheer emptiness, you are not Buddhist yet. Things we say should be something which arises from emptiness.
I didn't expect you to ask me that kind of question after my talk. Even God, I'm watching something like sunflower, someone was sitting in front of some flower, watching the sunflower in hot sun. And I cried. It was wonderful. I feel whole universe in the sunflower. That is my experience. But I don't know how someone experienced sunflower meditation. All in there is there, in the sunflower. It is not so simple. Very, you know, wonderful, wonderfully complicated. You can see the whole universe in a small flower. If you say, oh, this is some flower, which doesn't really exist, that is not, doesn't practice.